Chapter 2. Now in the 12th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream which left his spirit so troubled that he could not sleep. So the king ordered that the magicians and enchanters and sorcerers and Chaldeans be summoned in order to tell the king what he had dreamed. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them,
I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know what that dream means.
Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic.
O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will give the interpretation.
Then the king answered and said to the Chaldeans,
This is what I have firmly decided. Unless you tell me the dream as well as its interpretation, you shall be cut to pieces, and your houses shall be made into refuse. But if you tell me the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation.
They answered once more, saying,
Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will give its interpretation.
But the king answered and said,
I know for certain that you are bargaining for time, because you see that this is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me the dream, there is but one law for you. For all of you have conspired to speak false and corrupt words before me until the situation has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, then I may be sure that you can also give me its correct interpretation.
The Chaldeans answered the king and said,
There is not a man on earth who can do what the king has asked. Never has any king, however great and mighty, ask such a thing of any magician or enchanter or Chaldean. What you request, O king, is too difficult, and there is no one who can tell it to the king except the gods, and their dwelling is not among flesh.
At this, the king became so furiously angry that he ordered all the wise men of Babel to be put to death. When the law was issued to put the wise men to death, they sought to put Daniel to death along with his companions. When Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, had set out to kill the wise men of Babel, Daniel answered by prudently taking counsel with him. He asked Arioch, the king's captain, saying,
What is the reason for this harsh law from the king?
So Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time, that he might give the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to his companions, Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah, that they might seek mercies from the God of the heavens concerning this mystery, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babel. Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision at night. Then Daniel blessed the God of the heavens and said,
Blessed be the name of the great God from age to age, for wisdom and power are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and hidden things, and he knows what is in the darkness. And the light dwells with him. To you, to the God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise. because you have given me wisdom and power. And now you have made known to me what we asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand.
So Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babel. He went and said to him,
"Do not destroy the wise men of Babel. Bring me before the king, and I will tell the king its interpretation."
Then Arioch quickly brought Daniel before the king and said to him,
"I have found a man among the sons of the Judean exiles who will make known the interpretation to the king."
The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar,
"Are you able to tell me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation?"
In the king's presence, Daniel answered and said,
"The mystery which the king has demanded, the wise men, the enchanters, the magicians, and the astrologers cannot explain to the king. But there is a God in the heavens who reveals mysteries, and he is making known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the days to come. O king, may you live forever. Your dream and the visions passing through your head while you lay on your bed were as follows. O king, while you were lying on your bed, thoughts came to you about what should happen in the future, and he who reveals mysteries has made known to you what must happen. But as for me, this mystery has not been revealed to me because I have exceptionally more wisdom than anyone living, but in order that the interpretation may be made known to the king, and that you may know the thoughts in your heart. As you, O king, were watching, behold, there was a great image. This great image, whose appearance was excellent, stood before you, and its form was terrifying. This image's head was of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly clay. As you continued to watch, a stone was cut out without hands, and it struck the image's iron and clay feet and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together at once and became like chaff on the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This was the dream. Now we will give its interpretation before the king. You, O king, are king of kings. For the God of the heavens has given you a kingdom, strength, and power and glory. And wherever the sons of men dwell, or the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heavens, he has given them into your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. You are the head of gold. But after you, another kingdom shall arise, inferior to yours. Then a third kingdom shall arise, of bronze, which shall rule over the whole earth. And there shall be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, just as iron that breaks in pieces and shatters everything, and like iron that crushes all the earth, it will break in pieces and crush everything. As for the feet and toes which you saw, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, so the kingdom shall be divided. Yet some of the iron's hardness shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. As for the toes of the feet being partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. And as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, so they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, the God of the heavens will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And this kingdom shall not be left to another people, Rather, it shall break in pieces and abolish all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Just as you saw that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what must happen in the future. The dream is precise, and its interpretation is true.
Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and ordered that sacrifice and incense be offered to him. The king answered Daniel and said,
"Truly, your God is God of gods, and Lord of kings, and revealer of mysteries, since you were able to reveal this mystery."
Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts. And he made him ruler over the whole province of Babel and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babel. And Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babel. But Daniel himself remained in the royal court.